Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from across the New York Tri-State from the WCBS 880 Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Police are searching for a gunman after a shooting in Times Square left a little Brooklyn girl and two women injured. The shots were fired just before 5 p.m. yesterday near the corner of West 44th Street and 7th Avenue. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says the victims were caught in the crossfire when a gunman opened fire during an argument.
We have a four-year-old female shot in the leg, a 23-year-old female that was also shot in the leg, and the 43-year-old was shot in the foot. It was instantaneous. The officer heard approximately 4 to 5 shots, possibly. That's preliminary, and that could change. And it's during that exchange, that gunfire, that the three were struck.
The victims were not related. The girl was toy shopping with her parents. The two women are from New Jersey and Rhode Island. All three are expected to be okay. Police have released surveillance video of the suspect. It's on our website, WCBS880.com. Businesses are worried visitors won't want to come back to Times Square because of the surge in shootings. CBS2's Corey James reports.
And this latest shooting is concerning for some of the business owners in this area, a number of them barely hanging on from the impact of the pandemic. And now a surge in gun violence is making them wonder if they will stay afloat.
We had a lot of cancellations, no shows.
Ciro Heda is the manager of Tony's. The longtime Italian restaurant on 43rd Street is around the corner from where the gunfire broke out.
I'm afraid that this kind of incidents will scare people away, especially the tri-state area, the New Jersey, Connecticut. We have a lot of theater goers.
Shootings in the city are up 83% compared to this time last year. New York City wants to help mothers who lost their jobs because of the pandemic. More from WCBS's Christy Kalishian.
The new bill will create what's being called a Marshall Plan for Moms Task Force that will be introduced Wednesday the 12th. According to a poll from the city comptroller's office, 52% of women who provide care had their hours reduced during the pandemic, compared to 1 in 3 men. The task force to be introduced in the city council is aimed at coming up with recommendations on how to support working moms and caregivers while the city recovers from COVID. A resolution calling on Congress to pass the Marshall Plan for Moms 2021 is also being introduced, which helps develop a paid leave plan and affordable child care for moms who had to stop working during the pandemic. Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Senator Schumer is calling on President Biden to double the amount of money proposed to fix New York City public housing under the Biden administration plan. $40 billion is earmarked for repairs and upgrades. The Senate Majority Leader wants that increase to $80
billion. We're at a crossroads for NYCHA and public housing across America.
Rhonda Bennett, who's lived in public housing for 52 years, says conditions keep deteriorating.
One thing that I never understood is that housing is charging us for water, but we could barely even get water. They're charging us for heat and all this stuff. We need to live in a manner that's more respectable.
Schumer says he wants buildings fixed with green technology. 60% of New York adults have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. More than 70% of Connecticut adults have received at least one COVID shot. It's one of four states that have met that goal. UConn is offering drive-through COVID shots at graduation ceremonies. The first of five ceremonies was held yesterday at Pratt & Whitney Stadium at Rentschler Field. The shots are being given next door at the mass vaccination site at Pratt & Whitney runway. Two lanes at the site have been designated as UConn Fast Vax Lanes. WCBS Exergen weather forecast. Meteorologist Mike Dahl, a beautiful morning for mothers. A little chilly.
Yeah, it is off to a cool start, and the sunshine will last for a little while longer, but we will start to cloud up as we head toward the afternoon. And rain arrives later on in the day today, probably around 4 o'clock. And we'll get up to a high of 61. Periods of rain tonight, low 50. Tomorrow, a shower around early, mainly east of the city. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Some breaks of sun in the afternoon, high 62. Tuesday, it's going to stay chilly. It'll be windy with clouds and sun, high 62. Wednesday, nicer, mostly sunny, high 64. Thursday, sun followed by clouds, high 67. Right now, got a few clouds out there. It's 50 in Manville. It's 47 in Norwalk. Also 50 in Midtown, going up to 61.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Subscribe to the WCBS 880 All Local at WCBS880.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.